My name is Andrea Leiva, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Mexico. And my topic will be about why parents don't talk to sex about with their children. I will interview people at my school to find out what they think about my topic. Can you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Andrea. My name's Veronica Garcia. Students call me Ms. Vero at Oakland International High School. I'm originally from Texas, but I've lived in the Bay Area for many years now.
My name is Luis Lopez, and I'm a case manager here at Oakland International High School. And my office is actually here at the Wellness Center.
Hi, my name is Kathleen. I'm from Guatemala, and I'm 18 years old.
My name is Hamza. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Yemen. I live in Oakland.
Do you know what SEDS is?
I think I have a pretty good idea. It means a lot of things.
Usually a boy and a girl have intimacy.
Your parents talk to you about SEDS?
Yes, my mom did. And she talked with me like when I was 10 years old.
No, usually because they only talk about sex when we get older, like when is the time to get married. It's a culture, it's a religion, and our parents, they think it's something private until you get old enough to understand more, you know?
Not really. I wish they will. They would have.
Why your parents didn't talk to you about sex?
I don't know if they're afraid of the topic or they are ashamed, or there's something going on. There's a barrier between parents. And
how was that talking for you?
That was a little weird because I was so young.
So you think it's about generation?
I do. I have an idea that it might be about generation. It's also about religion.
It's about generation, yeah. I think, I want to say, like, back in the day, people were like just kind of like straight. They couldn't go like around any toppings, or no one was open really about, like, you know, being gay or being, you know, like having different sexuality. And so a lot of people were triggered by those topics, so they'd rather not speak about them.
What sex is, and your parents don't send want to tell you, do you ask somebody else, like your friend?
Sometimes we talk in a group, like in friends, mm-hmm. It's like guys only.
Uh-huh.
We talk about another, like, male talk about female.
Uh-huh.
And some of us explain the information that they have. And right now we also learn from the internet, like mm-hmm. online, if you have a question or something.
To be honest, I'm curious. Sometimes when I feel like she didn't answer my question, and I have like a friend close to me, so I think I would ask like my friends if they can answer my question.
The book that my mom had, it was called Our Bodies, Ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, I think, probably a pretty revolutionary book for its time. And it was this like whole book about sex, but from a woman's perspective. And I would sneak that from her room and I would read it.
Usually, in the class of biology, you'll see the books that have, you know, the woman's part, the boy's part. And talking to other friends, like a little bit older friends that they already had, you know, sex and stuff like that. And it's not the best conversation that they gave me, but you know, I learned through like experiences and
you had a kid or a child, will you talk to them about sex?
Yes, I actually have two kids. One is a boy that is 8 years old, and one is a lady that she is 5 years old. And yes, I am planning to eventually talk to them about sex, or at least that they can feel comfortable asking me those type of questions.
Yeah, I will. If I have a girl, I would talk to her and I would say, like, don't do this, or you have to protect yourself like my mom did. So I know that she won't make like mistakes that would affect her life.
As my experience, I will teach them before they like to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Not before, like, not the same as my dad and my family did.
Well, thank you for sharing those things with me, and thank you for answering all my questions. Anything else that you want to say?
No, that will be all. Thank you very much, and have a good one.
You want to say anything?
No, thanks.
You, Andrea, for opening up such an important conversation.
You can see there are different opinions on this issue. Some people say that their parents talk to them about sex. However, the majority say that their parents didn't talk to them about sex because of their religion, culture, or generation. My opinion is that parents should talk to them about sex. Reporting from Oakland International Studios in Oakland, California, this has been Andrea Lejua.